Today's What's in a Name spot is so hot, Atlanta rapper 2 Chainz has opened a bar there. We're looking at a district just west of downtown called Castleberry Hill. All summer long here on All Things Considered, we are telling stories about curious Atlanta names on 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Ricky Bevington. You may know Castleberry Hill for its funky creatives and hipster lunch spots, but in the 1800s, it was a red light district, home to Atlanta's Snake Nation. The Snake Nation was a ragtag group of bootleggers, gamblers, prostitutes, and literal snake oil peddlers. According to Atlanta Magazine, these wild characters ran the city's sketchiest streets until the mayoral election of 1851. At the time, voters fell into two political parties, the Moral Party and the Free and Rowdy Party. To no surprise, the Snake Nation made up much of the Free and Rowdy Party. Until the 1851 election, the so-called rowdies had dominated Atlanta politics since the city's first election. So when Jonathan Norcross of the Moral Party beat out the rowdy candidate, Snake Nation went crazy. During the weeks of ensuing riots, jails became filled with rowdies. But true to their name, they couldn't be contained long. The Snake Nation orchestrated massive prison outbreaks. And in response, Mayor Norcross cracked down on the red light district. Under hooded disguises, members of the Moral Party burned the neighborhood to the ground. Decades later, a young merchant named Daniel Castleberry breathed life back into the community. Under the guidance of Castleberry and other traders, the neighborhood quickly industrialized. Its warehouses and railways supported much of Atlanta's growth after the Civil War. Now, more than 100 years later, Castleberry Hill is a recognized historic district. In fact, the National Park Service acknowledged it as Atlanta's most complete surviving warehouse sector. Many of these warehouses have become gathering spaces for a diverse and creative community. During the neighborhood's monthly art stroll, shops, galleries, bars host a festival to showcase their work. Residents stop to sample soul food at Atlanta's iconic Pascal's or enjoy a signature cocktail at 2 Chainz restaurant Escobar. The Snake Nation remains in the heart of Castleberry Hill today. It's now a creative community co-op, and its members still live by the original group's rules: live free, die rowdy. I'm Ricky Bevington for today's What's in a Name, Castleberry Hill. This is a series that we're working on this summer to research and report interesting Atlanta names. We invite you to submit your idea at gpb.org/name.